What's up out there, ladies? I know y'all ready for a new episode of Girls Love Talk. Hope y'all got that volume up, your ear pods in, whatever you need, because we about to get started in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, what's up out there, all my GLT listeners? What's up? It's your girl, Taylor Marie, back again with another episode of Girls Love Talk. How we doing? How we feeling? It's week 562 of quarantine. I know y'all. I'm tired too. I'm tired of being in the house. I am an essential worker, so yes, I've been at work, but, you know, and I'm blessed for that because I know it could be worse. A lot of other people out here not working are getting unemployment or not getting unemployment, so I'm grateful for that, but it's still hard, and it still sucks for everything to be closed. I'm tired of Walmart. I'm tired of Kroger. It seems like I live in there, and I'm there all the time. For something, so yeah, I hate them stores, and I probably just try my best not to go there when all of this shit is over with. Like, I'm over it. We need new grocery stores. But yeah, so same old same with me, just working, you know, keeping a positive attitude with all this quarantine stuff going on. I will say this though, I'm finally at the point where I'm getting that, yeah, okay, let me put on my damn mask. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't been wearing one just simply because I just felt like, one, I don't want to wear a mask all day. And two, because depending on what type of mask you have, it's not necessarily really protecting you. But I guess, you know, shit's getting so bad that, you know, they literally trying to mandate that, like making it mandatory. I do hear that in Dallas County that it is now mandatory that you have a mask on if you're outside. I don't live in Dallas County, but I work in Dallas County. So, yeah, your girl gonna be wearing masks, okay? I'm gonna be wearing them. And, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry anyway. I mean, if it helps some little bit, you should be wearing them. So, I'm gonna follow the rules, but I'm just saying, I'm one of those people who, where it's like, okay, I'm just now I'm going to really, you know, fall in line with everything. Of course, I wash my damn hands. Of course, I do all of that stuff. I put on the gloves and stuff like that. But, you know, it was just the mask thing. I'm like, what if I be having trouble breathing? But whatever, I'm put it on, okay? I'll go put it on. But, you guys, we do have things to get into. Like always, I definitely want to get into that Offset and Cardi B situation, okay? So, just recently, Offset's baby mama, well, one of them, okay, because he got multiple, the one who rapped, I don't know if y'all know her, Shia LaMore, she is blasting him yet again. This seemed like the millionth time. Okay, it is say, yeah, no, this ain't nothing new. Rappers get blasted all the time, celebrities, especially the ones who got baby mama drama and with multiple women and all of that. So, nothing new. But her problem is she's claiming that the money she's been getting is not enough. Apparently, she's been getting like about $2,300 a month. And she's saying that she needs about $5,000 a month, you know, to care for the child, blah, 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 right? But here's the other thing. She's also blasting him for trying to see her and, you know, just still have relationships with her and everything while being with Cardi. Okay, now we all know that Offset then been blasted for the dog ass shit that he done to his wife. Okay, the stripper thing, the summer bunny thing, like it's just been a lot. But now, so she went to social media. She posted the text messages. These messages are dated back to June 2018. So if I'm correct, this would be around the time where Cardi was actually still pregnant, you know? So, and in the messages, it wasn't really much she showed. It was just saying, like, it was just, like, text from him, you know, saying, like, oh, can I see you or can I hit it one last time or some shit like that. And basically where she was ignoring him and stuff like that. And he was saying, like, oh, I'm gonna start ignoring you or something. Some bullshit, basically. Basically. But, yeah, she's saying that she feels like that's the reason why he don't want to, you know, pay up. It's because he don't want to pay for any. He don't want to give her money unless she's, you know, doing, you know, that for him. I am tired. I don't know about y'all, but I am tired of seeing situations like this. Okay? I'm tired because, and I try, I'm not, I'm not judging. I'm really not. But I'm tired because we can't front like we don't see too much of this. Like, it's a fucking, it ain't got out of control. Like, you see way too many women in these situations with these men where it's like you have to do all this stuff just for them to give you money. I understand your child needs to be taken care of. I definitely get that. Of course, that's a must. Period. He should be handling his business, especially if he's financially able to. Because there's a lot of women out here with baby daddies who don't work, who don't make a dime, or maybe they do make money, but they don't. It ain't on paper, so they ain't got no way of literally having the courts involved, et cetera, et cetera. But I just hate seeing us in this situation. Like, I really do care about how we handle our lives as women. I really do. Like, I hope y'all get that. I don't like the idea of us having to go through shit like this. Like, that's why it pissed me off that this is like a norm for you to see women literally having these fucked up relationships with these men. Where we have to go through all this shit, you know, just begging for money or whatnot. Of course he should be paying her. Let me get that out there right now. Of course he should be, because you're supposed to be taking care of your child. But it's too many flaws I'm seeing with the women too, especially her in this case. So let's break it down, okay? Because how do we get to this point? Her, in this, in her situation, she said, okay, because girl done interviews and talked to blogs and all of that, so she ain't, you know, she ain't no newbie to this. Sip my tea, keeping my throat clear. I'm trying to keep that corona away. But she ain't new to this. So she knows that she didn't, you know, ran and talked to people before. So, you know, we as the public have gotten to know a little bit more about her. One, she did say that they were a one night stand. She admitted to that. You know, he talked about that too. They were never together. They never had a relationship. Okay. A fucking duck, a hit and quit. And then he found out later on along the line that she has a child and it may be his, okay? So he didn't even know anything about his child at first. And you may be asking, like, what do that got to do with anything? It had a lot to do with it. It had a lot to do with this situation, because guess what? That's part of the reason why their relationship is so fucking dysfunctional as parents. Because y'all don't know each other. Y'all don't even know each other. But now y'all got to deal with each other on some serious shit. That just makes it harder. It does. And you can say, oh, well, people who are in relationships or whatnot, and then they break up, or, you know, they end up not working out and they have a kid together. They, you know, they can still face problems like this too. Yeah, that's true. But it's less likely that they will have as many issues as a person, two people who don't even know each other who had a child together. Okay? Their problems gonna be, they can have problems, but it'd be a little bit different and a little less, you know, less problems, a little less problems than two people who don't fucking know each other at all. Okay? It's a difference. We really need to be more responsible, men and women, when it comes to having sex. We do. Period. You can say I sound like your granny if you want to, but that's real shit. There's no other way to put it. Okay? You need to have sex responsibly because, one, you don't want to be just fucking anybody. Okay? You could catch something, you end up pregnant. Okay? You don't want that. I just feel like that's having sex irresponsibly because guess what? You fucking, and you don't even know them. For one, and I know people get caught up in the moment, and some people, they just feel like, you know, we grown, so we can do whatever we want to do. We can have whatever type of relationship we want to have. Like, if we just want to be fuck buddies, friends, this is that. Believe me, I get it, because I talk with my friends about relationships and stuff like this all the time. You can have whatever type of relationship you want with people on your own terms. You really can. You decide how you want shit to be. So if that's what it is, you just want to be y'all fuck around and that be that, then that can be that. Okay? But also, know what you're doing. Know what the fuck it is you're doing. Because you know, if you having sex with somebody and it's unprotected, but you don't even really know them like that, and this is that, like, you gotta realize the risks that you're taking. Period. And I don't like how we do shit like that, and then we act like we don't know the risks, and then when some shit go down, it's, oh my God, everybody look at me, feel sorry for me, feel some type of way for me. Not necessarily, but to a certain extent, yeah, I feel for women, you know, I do. I feel like, you know, we get put through some shit, but I really am tired of us being irresponsible, and men too. I hate that too. Okay, because y'all irresponsible too. Y'all get mad that y'all got baby mamas and all this stress and stuff. But a lot of the problems that y'all are going through, y'all have caused yourself. So anyway, the girl, yeah, she posted the messages. The Shia LaMour chick, she posted the messages. These are old messages. And of course, she out on Instagram running her mouth saying how, well, I tried to come to Cardi privately and respectfully. And this is how she talked, y'all. So I tried to talk to her privately and respectfully. Like, I'm sorry to make fun of this lady voice, but she just, I don't know. She sound a little off. Her voice is offset. But yeah, she basically was saying like how she tried to come to Cardi privately and respectfully and this is that, but she tired of Cardi threatening her. This the second time Cardi threatened to slap her, and she not gonna be disrespected by her. Pause. If I were Cardi, I probably would have threatened to slap you too. You know why? Because I know me, my irritation levels can only get so high. Like, and if I gotta sit up here and listen to some shit that's annoying me, that's like coming for me, if your tone ain't correct, I don't like what you talking about, it's offending me, I feel like I'm being pushed or poked or dragged into some shit I don't want to be in, I already don't even fuck with you to begin with, yeah, you might hear me tell you at some point, bitch, I'll slap the shit out of you, or bitch, get off my line before I slap you. Like, you may hear that. So I don't know why she trying to put this whole front on. Like, oh my God, she threatened me. Girl, bye. In them raps you be rapping, you be talking about slapping bitches and shooting and this and that too. So don't front. Don't even front. What do you expect? And then on top of that, we don't know what that whole conversation with you and her was like. you could have got real nasty and disrespectful with it too. I mean, look at the shit you're doing right now. Who's to say you ain't come at her in a completely out of order way? Okay. And if you ask me, you was out of order to begin with, because I wouldn't want to be hit up by you. Wife or not, I don't care what issue you having with him. Don't call me. You need to tell, you and him are the ones who are having issues with how y'all want a parent with your child. And you may think like, oh, well, Taylor, no, you shouldn't say that. This is that. No, I'm serious. That don't have nothing to do with Cardi. Y'all been having issues before Cardi came along. Okay, y'all been had issues since the night y'all fucked, if you ask me, because y'all was doing something that could possibly change your whole life, and guess what? Damn it, it did. And I feel for Cardi if she feels like, I don't want to talk to no bitch that you done something with. I just don't, because I don't even know who the fuck to trust. I'm trying to trust my husband, so I don't even, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just be over it. The girl has went through a lot in these past couple years. So, yeah, I don't know why she got mad about that. But, yeah, I try to be respectful, but fuck that. Then, this is the part that killed me. She goes on to say, I don't owe you shit. I don't owe you nothing. I don't have to, Well, she basically was just saying, like, I don't owe you shit. I don't owe you nothing. I don't have to be cool with you, this, that. Like, again, excuse me? You saying you don't owe her nothing? She probably thinking the same damn thing. That's another reason why you probably got told that she would slap the shit out of you. It's because she don't owe you nothing. She don't owe you no conversation. Your beef is with him. I don't care if I'm married to him or if I'm in a relationship with him. Because guess what? Even if I wasn't in the picture, what the fuck would you do? You would be harassing him, right? So do that. Get at him. It's like, I know that's my husband, but yeah, get at him. You know what I mean? Why? Because y'all both do need to come to some type of agreements, or y'all need to work some shit out. But you're not going to drag me in it because you just feel like you can. Like, you don't got it like that, bitch. And if you come fucking with me, look, I know y'all like, girl. No, but seriously, if you come fucking with me, then yeah, I'm going to come at you however I come at you, because I'm not feeling the way you think that you could just drag me in some shit by association. That's messed up. It's messed up. You feel like you don't owe her shit? She's thinking the same damn thing. Hell, I'm thinking the same damn thing. Then she go on to mention, like, I found out about them being married the same time y'all did. Okay. What are you getting at with that? Are you saying, like, I think that was another way to try to say, like, oh, just how dirty he is and how, you know, trifling he move or whatnot. But it's like, okay, and I'm not surprised by that. Were you surprised by that? You wasn't with him, so why would you know all of his moves and all of his business? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would he feel the need to let you know that? Why? Because y'all got a kid together. Some people, they just don't, if they don't fuck with you, you're not going to know everything about them and what they got going on. And obviously, that's what it was with him. Now, a lot of people are curious or already feel like she's clout chasing, okay? And they feel like she's clout chasing because she is a rapper. I went to her Instagram. I saw the videos. I see that she raps and stuff. Of course, people try to say, well, oh, she look better than Cardi and she rap better than her. This is that. Y'all be the judge yourselves. I've heard some of the songs. She got some bars in her or whatnot. But I mean, it really ain't the shit I've heard. It ain't nothing unique about it. And that's no cap. That's not even me trying to sound like a Cardi B payroll supporter. Like, no, I just really, it's nothing that I haven't heard. Y'all already know my issues with female rap today. Like, a lot of them just sound too much of the same. It sounds like some shit you already heard before. And it sounds like some shit that's not really in her. You get what I mean? Maybe it's just like a image thing. I don't know. But, yeah, a lot of people think this is clout chase because of the fact that she is a rapper herself. And so, of course, it's easy to look at it as, you must be jealous of Cardi and her success. And even Offset and his success because, hey, they in something. They've made it big in something that you're trying to make it big in. And on top of that, you may be trying to use them, blasting them as a way to put more attention on yourself. So a lot of people feel like you're trying to get more than just some more child support money out of this. And I don't blame them. I kind of see it that way too, because it's like, this is, ladies, and listen up, not just the old girl, Shia, but all of y'all. Please understand that you running to social media is not gonna necessarily help out with whatever financial argument you having with your baby dad. Okay? It's not. It's gonna help drag them, and it's gonna help show how you feel. And I know that that's what we do on social media. We definitely do. We post how we feel. We say what's on our minds, et cetera, et cetera. But just know that at the end of the day, social media, the people on the outside looking in, the public, we ain't gonna pay your child support for you. We ain't gonna give you that $5,000 a month, that $10,000 a month you looking for. Like, we not. Okay? So understand that. So it do make me wonder, like, sometimes, like, what else do you want out of this? Okay? And then, like I said, with her being a rapper, it just, you know, it don't make it, it just doesn't make it a good look. And if you ask me, I feel like she hurting her damn career. Because now you know what I mean? You got to think about that. Now everybody's going to be looking at you as, oh, that's just Offset's baby mama. Not Shia LaMore, the rapper, the chick who got this song or this is that. No, you're going to be baby mom. So you dimming your own light. So sometimes you just really, it's not about shutting up and being quiet and not having no feelings about nothing. It's not that. It's about really understanding how everything is connected and really understanding what you gain from stuff and what you lose from stuff. Why is this something that you couldn't just handle with people who gonna actually help the situation, such as a lawyer or an attorney? Like, seriously, it make me wonder too. Do y'all have literally a child support order or whatnot arranged? Like, is that how you getting the $2,300 a month that you're getting right now? Or is it every month he just pay you $2,300 type of thing? Because if so, that's a problem too. Because, and let me talk to my man for a second. You can try to arrange your own little payment agreement with these women, but I wouldn't. I don't care if she's the most reasonable woman in the world. You know why? Because, even if y'all do get along, anything can go sour at any given moment. And it's just always good to have some type of legal documentation or whatnot, agreement or whatnot set up in place, just period. That way things don't get messy, sloppy, anything can happen. Like, let's say you stop making all that money you was making, and you know what I mean, you can't even afford the $2,300 a month. They just keep drama from happening because now it's like, well, it's already set up that this that. And bottom line, that little the negotiation under the table shit is just out, period. And then, of course, if you, depending on what type of woman you're dealing with, if she's like money hungry or anything like that, she could at any moment be like, $2,300 a month. He ain't give me that. He only gave me $15 last month. Or, yeah, I know I said $2,300 was cool at the time, but now I want $10,000 a month. Just because. Or because I saw you buy a new Ferrari, so I know you got it. You get what I'm saying? So, like, that whole under the table bullshit is out. Another thing, guys. I hate the way y'all handle y'all lives, too. I really do, because I care about that, too. A lot of people don't. They don't think about the men, they aspect or they point of view from everything. But I'm looking at y'all with this baby mama drama situation stuff, too. And I gotta say, I'm so fucking tired of seeing y'all give in or act like y'all can't do shit about shit. I really hate that. I'm not gonna lie. I hate that because I want to see y'all do well, too. I always say this. I'm not that female who just defends all females because they're female. I'm not with that. Because I'm the type where, no, female or not, I'm going to call you out on your shit. Period. I don't necessarily take sides. I can't take sides in this situation. But I can call people out on their bullshit. Guys, that's one of the biggest problems y'all face with this baby mama shit. I swear. Is that y'all feel like y'all done created such a mess because you're like, damn, I done made a baby over here. I done made a baby over there. A baby over here. Baby over there. And now it's just like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I hate that. Get your life together. Okay? Because I don't like the idea of a woman pushing and poking a man around, bullying him out of money and stuff either. I don't like that. I don't like that. Mm-mm. No, I ain't a fan of that at all. So defend yourself. Fight back, but fight back the right way. Don't get online and be, oh, fuck that bitch, man. She ain't did this. She ain't did. She a hoe. She just a slut. This is it. No, fight back the right way. Be responsible. Get your attorney too, a lawyer, and you know, try to talk some shit out with this girl too. And hell, for those out there who saying, well, $2,300 ain't enough. He got all his money. Him and Cardi got $1 million house. This is that. Baby. Did you forget that he has other baby mamas too? Do y'all forget that these artists, they have money, but at the same time, a lot of that money don't necessarily be theirs, or they still spend about the same as much as they make. And I ain't talking about spending as in like the little personal stuff like clothes and cars and all of that fancy stuff. I'm talking about paying for properties, paying taxes, paying their label or studio or, you know, just shit like that, you know, behind the scenes stuff. So we can't always look at it as, oh, well, you got all this money, so yeah, you should be able to pay me $20,000 a month because you got on a $15,000 Rolex. That ain't, you know what I mean? Sometimes shit ain't all what it seems, okay? Especially when it comes to these celebrities. So y'all got to get y'all mindset right. Y'all got to stop thinking like that. I don't know, but I really would like to see men do a better job at defending themselves when it comes to situations like this, because a lot of us, we know men like brothers, cousins, uncles, friends or whatever, who have gone through baby mama drama, and they, guess what? A lot of them, their responses to it was, ain't nothing I can do. She the one who, she doing this, she doing that. And whole time, it is something you can do. Yeah, a lot of times, courts do favor women. I can't front. I've seen that too. But it's still worth a try. You know what I mean? You never know. No, you're not going to get out of not having to pay her nothing at all. Please don't think that you just never going to have to spend no money on your child, period. Nobody, no man out here should be thinking that, okay? So if you think you're going to win a court hearing where you just not gonna have to pay nothing, No money is going to have to go towards your child. You're damn fool. But you can defend yourself on how much it is that you can pay to where, you know what I mean, you not being hurt yourself financially, and you feel like it's enough to, you know, take care for the mother to be able to, you know, use to take care of your child. Yes, you can. Yes, you can set up shit to where it's like, well, I'll pay this much for childcare. I can do this much for this. Break that shit down. Help yourself. Don't act like you just so defenseless. And it's crazy to me because, let me use this as a perfect example. Dudes out here, especially the street dudes, what do they do when somebody question they gangster or question that they didn't rat it or told or snitched it or something, went against the code or whatever? What you think they finna do? They finna go off, okay? You finna be bitch ass knee, da 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 da. I ain't no snitch. Da, da, da. I'm really gangster. I'm really about that life. Da, da. You gonna defend the fuck out of yourself. But you mean tell me you can't defend yourself in making sure that you and the other parent that you share a child with are both, you know, being respected and both, you know, equally contributing to, you know, the welfare of that child? You mean tell me you can't fight and defend yourself in that type of situation? Like, that's just something like where it's just... No, don't let nobody run all over you, man or female. And Tashaya and other ladies like her out here, again, stop thinking that that's the way to go about it. Because at the running to the media and all that, because again, if it's your biggest issue that you saying that you had, like bump all the, oh, he still want me shit and all that little petty bullshit. If you saying your main issue is that you're not getting enough money, focus on that, okay? You shouldn't be on here trying to drag his girl in it and talk about, oh, he wanted me and he texted me this 2 years ago. And this, fuck all that. Focus on what you saying that you really got the biggest problem with, and that's the him not taking care of his child financially as much as he actually could. Because that's the shit that make you look bad and us as women look bad. Because I'm tired of that. Like, it's to the point where literally that's what most people think women who deal with men who have success are about. Is that all they want is a baby so that they can be able to run their life. And that don't even be the case all the time. And again, men, I don't feel sorry for y'all. Because y'all, these are the type of chicks y'all usually go after. Chicks who down for whatever. And then you get mad when you see that they down for whatever when it comes to that money too. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? They gonna pull all types of schemes and hustles and do what they can to get some money out of you. You can't get mad about that. You can't shell out no money here and there and think it's all good. Because that may work, but only, you know, for a certain amount of time. Again, I'm always gonna be in support of women, but when it comes to that bullshit, no. I'm not just gonna defend a woman because she's a woman. It don't work like that. When you wrong, you wrong, and baby girl is wrong. Okay, the mess she pulling, I don't like that. I don't like that. And for Cardi, don't feed into this shit, girl. Don't. That really would be my advice for her and any other woman in a situation like this. Don't feed into it. Because we all know what other people gain from this. But when it comes to what you gain from it, zero. You don't gain shit from it. Nothing good. So don't argue with this lady. Don't do none of that. Like, you and your husband, y'all need to obviously sit down, discuss some shit, figure some shit out. Help him And then for people saying, oh, she need to dump him, she just ain't gonna, we like Cardi, we fuck with her, but it's her husband, she just need to get rid of him, he ain't nothing, he ain't gonna never be nothing, he just dogging her out, et cetera, et cetera. I don't feel like that's my place to be able to tell somebody, you know, when they need to let go of somebody. And here's why. Because guess what? They are the only people who gonna know when they officially done. So I feel like that's pointless to say that. Do I feel like he definitely out of order and he definitely need some room to grow as an individual before he try to be somebody's companion in a union like a marriage? Definitely. Do I feel like he should have came out the closet completely on them secrets and all that shit he was doing before he begged to be back with his wife after she dumped his ass for cheating? Yes, I do. Why? Because then you wouldn't be in situations like this where somebody's trying to use some tea they got on you against you. Period. Everything should have came out. But then again, who's to say he ain't tell his wife about this? Maybe she already knew about it, and maybe that's why she told her girl when she contacted her, you know, I'll slap the shit out of you. Because she probably just like, leave me the fuck alone. Bitch, I already know about, you know, the dog ass shit he was doing. Bitch, I already, you know, went through that, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I don't need you trying to be all in my ear about something that I didn't already went through. I didn't already, you know, so it's just a complete fucking mess. But that would be my advice to Cardi. Just don't feed into it. And you and him, y'all got a lot to discuss and a lot to figure out. Period. But I would never give her no advice on if she should leave him or not, because guess what? Only she can know when she done. So whether she with him or not, whatever, she gonna be good and he gonna be good too, because they both two successful people. He just need to get his shit together, because I do feel like that's not fair. And that's when it comes to any man and woman situation. I hate when one person got so much bullshit that they attached to that it affects the other person who don't got nothing attached to them, as far as like, especially shit like that where you dealing with a dude who, oh, he a dog, he a player, he got this big ass reputation, and then when it comes to you know you ain't got no issues of you having hoes and stuff like that. So it's unfair. Get your shit together, all set. Get it together. And I really hate the people out here who literally say, the people who say stuff like this. That's her fault. She know what she signed up for. Baby, no. Baby, no. Mm-mm. Don't say that. Like, that's sick. That's sick to me. Because No, she didn't. Obviously, she felt some type of way about him to where she felt like he was trustworthy, or she felt like, you know, he was, maybe he, you know, because you hear a lot of shit. A lot of us have heard shit about dudes that we didn't mess with before, and we still decided to give them a chance because of what they showed us, you know, personally. So don't do that. But I already know a lot of us who say stuff like that is because we really believe, like, where there's smoke, there's fire, okay? So basically saying, like, if you getting signals or hints and whatnot that the motherfucker might not be shit, then it might be true. And I believe in that, too. I believe in that, too. But at the same time, like, sometimes you going off what they showing you. You can't necessarily go off some shit that they had going on with somebody else because you wasn't there. You don't really know the whole spiel on that. So, but don't say that that's what she signed up for. Because I don't believe no woman signs up to be with somebody who they know is going to dog them out. Some women do, but not all of us. Okay, most of the women who do is the women who literally just don't have a brain for themselves, or maybe they high on drugs, or you know what I mean, like, so, or they just literally used to horrible relationships, and so they just like immune to the shit, and so, you know, some part of them is actually comfortable, you know, crazily, as crazy as it may seem, is comfortable with being with somebody who ain't gonna treat them right. So, don't say that. I don't like that. Don't sit up there and say somebody signed up for that, like she knew what she was getting into. No, not necessarily. That's like saying somebody wanted it. You gonna sit up here and say that about a female who's been raped? I guarantee you, you probably won't. I hope you wouldn't say, oh, she knew what she signed up for. She knew what she was doing wearing that little skirt. Like, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like, don't go there. Just don't say shit like that. Not around me, because it's just gonna irritate me. But a question I got for y'all is, do you really believe in telling somebody it's like some tea about their partner? Or do you believe that, you know, it's best to just let that person see things for themselves? And the reason I ask that is because I feel like in this situation with the baby mama chick, Shia LaMour, you acting like you doing her a favor by showing her some old messages. And some people really feel like that is, oh, well, she trying to tell you something. She trying to tell you something. No, she trying to tell you something that you probably already know, though. And she has a motive behind it. And you're not doing this with good intent. You're not coming at me as a homegirl, as a friend, letting me know, like, yeah, he doing this, is that. First of all, because this is some shit from 2 years ago, bitch. Stop playing with me. Stop. Like, don't even do that. You get what I'm saying? So, I feel, and for me, I feel like it's always best to just let people see stuff for themselves. It's not your, even if you the person who had some shit going on with their partner, and that, maybe that's why you gotta, you feel the need to tell them to teach. Nope. Sometimes you literally have to let people see things for themselves, or let, you know, just so that you don't be the reason why some shit fell down or whatnot. So some of us, we'd be just so quick to run our mouths, or we just so quick to feel like, I'm just gonna blast this dude because he trifling. This is, if he trifling, baby, let his karma come to him. I really believe in letting people karma come to them. A lot of people. Because, again, like, who wants to be attached to somebody else's relationship drama? That's why I say, for the baby mama, baby, have your beef with him about that money, okay? About them financial situations. Not you trying to dig into his personal life with his wife and everything, too. Like, go on with that. That's messy. That's messy, and it's making you look a certain way that you claim you don't want to look like. And another question, why do we women, and I say this for women because it's true, why do we sit up here and tease each other about going through infidelity in a relationship, like dealing with somebody who has cheated on you, or you know, betrayed your trust or whatnot, stepped out on you? Why do we tease each other about that? And don't tell me we don't, because we do. We fucking do. No. I'm not going to sit up there and be, ha, her nigga Gina. Her, da, da, da. No. You know, you might be kikiing and gossiping with your girlfriends. Like, oh, well, yeah, I heard that, you know, Rodney cheating on such and such. You know, talking about it. But I'm never going to look at it, like, look at a situation like that and be like, ha, this bitch getting cheated on. She getting dogged out. That's why he don't care about. No. Because in reality, that's not funny. And in reality, that chick ain't going through nothing that you couldn't possibly go through yourself too, or probably already gone through. So I don't get it. I really don't like that. I don't like that. Mm-mm. Like, that's fake. And you know what's so fake too? Oh my God. And like I said, I get on us women, because guess what? That's the real. This is GLT. This is Girls Love Talk, okay? So, at the end of the day,
I love having conversations like this because it's necessary. I hate that phony shit we do to each other as women, as where we talk about all this unity and this love and support of each other as women, but then you got phony shit like this going on where it's like, for some women, we got sympathy for them. Like, dang, that nigga really cheated on her. He bogus. He shouldn't have treated her like this. He shouldn't have did that. She deserved better than that. And then you got for other women, oh, she knew what she signed up for. That's what she get because she ain't this, she ain't that. Like, I don't like that. That's fake as hell. How you feel for one woman but don't feel for the other one? Like, and they both went through the same thing. Could you say somebody should have known better? Yeah, we say that all the time sometimes, you know, to each other or about each other. Like, oh, they should have known better because you seen this, you seen that, you seen the signs, this is that. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I do feel like it's wrong to try to tease them about it. Like, you shouldn't be, ha, that's what she get, or ha, your nigga ain't this, your nigga ain't that. That's whack. That's straight up whack. And you know what the problem is, too? A lot of us think our pussies is made out of gold. Yeah, I said it. We do. A lot of us feel like our shit is so fucking good that we could never. Bitch, you could never. We feel like we could never go through some shit like that. Like, we could never get dogged out because we just the best of the best. We the best he ever had. I got my own this, my own that. I'm fine. I'm cute. My body right. This, we just feel like we just that bitch. Until you realize you really ain't. You that bitch that's getting cheated on. You that bitch that's capable of going through the same thing that other bitch is going through. And I don't like that either. Stop making it seem like you just, I mean, it's okay to feel like you're special, as you should, rightfully so. I love when we have, you know, confidence through the roof and we know our worth and everything, but don't tease somebody and talk down about them for going through something that literally anybody is capable of going through, because we know people are capable of anything, okay? You can have the whole package and feel like you just the best of the best and still, you know what I mean, go through some shit that you never thought you would go through. It's possible. So your pussy ain't made of gold necessarily, okay? It's just not. But in this situation, yeah, I feel like old girl is trying to get more than just more money. I do. That's just, I definitely see it that way, because what is you running your mouth to us got anything to do with getting some more money out of him? Besides the fact that, hey, it gave me more attention. Of course I need attention, because guess what? I'm trying to have a music career. I need people to know who I am. I need people to hear my voice, et cetera, et cetera. So some people, I ain't gonna say some people, I'm saying a lot of people have that mindset of any type of publicity is good, and it, because guess what, it's better than none. So you gotta see it that way. Like, some people, yeah, they really feel like, well, I'd rather them to be talking about me than to not be talking about me, especially if I'm an artist, because you don't listen to my music, you don't know who I am, you ain't heard my voice, or you don't know nothing about me, then what does that help me with? So I do feel like she's trying to get more out of it. And I think she's trying to get, I think she's also trying to get satisfaction out of pissing Offset and Cardi B off, of course. She's trying to get satisfaction, the satisfaction of, yeah, I'm that bitch. I fuck up shit around here. I break up homes and, you know, and I don't like that either. I don't like that. Let's not celebrate that, because ain't nothing cute about that. You know what I'm saying? If people relationship ain't perfect and you just know some tea or something that can break up their home, sometimes you just gotta, just like I said, just mind yours. It is what it is. Oh, I know he ain't, you know, they try to act like they all happiness is that. But, oh, I know some stuff. Okay, you know some stuff, but it ain't for you to tell. Why we don't see it like that no more? I don't get that. And to offset, yes, you have failed as a husband and as a father, period. Well, I won't even say as a father, because he's been around his kids. We've seen it. I can't really come at him about the fathering thing, because again, I mean, look at the type of career he's in and everything like that. So I won't cover him on that. But as a husband, yes, you fucking suck. You fucking suck. And you need to get your shit together, because if Cardi leave your ass, I wouldn't blame her. And if she stayed with you, I wouldn't blame her either. You know why? Because people, you know what I mean? People do what they want or what they feel is best for them. But you definitely need to get your shit together in that department. Like, you need to put that as your 100% focus right now, especially if you really love and appreciate that woman. Period. But I feel like the people who saying, oh, she need to leave him, this is that, because it's just always going to be some stuff, some tea coming out, this is that. I mean, it's a lot of women who have who are dealing with people who are in the industry, who have gone through having to hear rumors and stuff like that. Some of it be true and some of it don't even be true. So I can't sit up here and say, oh, well, yeah, this is the last straw. Yeah, she need to do this, do that. Because guess what? Again, she may have already seen these messages from 2018. So she probably ain't even got no anger in her about that, because she, you know, he told on himself, where she already been found that out. We just now finding out, you know. So y'all stop with that. But I said, you need to get your shit together, because you suck as a fucking husband. Straight the fuck up. Like, because men, I promise you, sometimes y'all don't realize, a lot of times y'all don't realize the shit that y'all put women through. Like, all because of some shit you didn't handle as an individual. And now it's affecting your union with your woman. And same thing with women. You know, it's vice versa. Like, handle your business, like your personal business, so that your personal shit from back in the day or whatever, or 2 years ago or last year or you know, anything like that, is able to come in and bite you in the ass. And again, let's be more responsible when it comes to making these fucking babies. Be more responsible when it comes to the who you fucking, how you fucking them, when, where, like, just get your shit together so that it don't be these situations like this. And I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, this is why I say I'm tired of us women doing ourselves like this when it comes to this whole, like, don't let yourself end up being in no situation like this where you literally have to fight tooth and nail with somebody over some fucking child support. Like, for real, like, yeah, make him, yeah, hold him accountable for his responsibilities and all of that, for sure. I ain't gonna never tell you wrong on that. But I don't like the idea of us literally only having that to depend on. Because I got that same energy for when it comes to us women out here who solely depend on just the government too. Like, I don't like that shit either. If you capable of working or pulling some type of hustle or something like that, I'm for it. I don't like us solely depending on another person's pocket or the government's pockets, because guess what? It ain't always necessarily guaranteed. And guess what? If so, it's limited. And I just really believe in us being able to be strong and be able to be financially responsible, okay? Because guess what? You could be petitioning to get that 10K a month or that 8K or whatever, but are you really going to make sure that you're able to handle it correctly? Is that really going to be enough for you? Because let's say your bills is like maybe $2,000 a month. Are you really going to handle the rest of that, you know, that 6K better? Are you going to really be able to make a way for you to increase your income rather than to just sit around and wait. Like, I just don't like the idea of that. So I ain't judging, but I'm saying be more, like, the shit is deeper than just getting some money from somebody. You can get that more money that you ask it for and still end up fucked up, because guess what? Maybe you got a bad weed habit, drinking habit, clubbing habit, taking trip habit. Like, I don't like that shit. That shit is some straight up bullshit. And I'm sick of seeing all these women out here with fucking small children, and they feeling like they should get $50,000 a month. Now, this shit is crazy. I mean, you look at the Lyra and P situation. They back and forth with, you know, him feeling like she trying to have more money and stuff. And that's another thing, that lifestyle shit. A lot of y'all, I don't like the way y'all handling this child support shit, because y'all are trying to get a certain amount of money to keep up with a look, a lifestyle. Don't forget that before you was with that person who was financially successful and all of that, you was just regular old you. So you was able to pay, you know, your little $1,000 apartment and your little $300 car note or whatnot. You get what I'm saying? Like, so don't get hyped up in the head because you seeing what other women may be getting or whatever they was able to negotiate out of their rich baby dad or whatever, or rich ex-husband or whatnot. And so you feeling like, oh, I should be able to get that too. Don't do that. Get what you need to be able to take care of your child, and understand that no, everybody not gonna end up in a situation where they getting an excessive amount of money a month. Some people you just gonna get, you know what I mean? They, you know, because respectfully, so a lot of men, they gonna be on you about their money, as women should too. Like, they gonna care about where their money going to. No, I don't care how much money I'm making. I shouldn't have to give you $50,000 because you wanna live like a celebrity. My money is my money, okay? If you have a child, we have a child together that needs to be taken care of. Yes, I'm gonna make sure I'm on it about that shit, but no. It don't take $50,000 a month to raise a child. And we all know that, especially us regular dagglers. I'm seeing women who literally getting maybe $100 a month in child support, even less than that, even zero. So we not going to sit up here and act like $50,000 and $10,000 and all of that is necessary. You know what I mean? Especially if this, if he's already paying for child care or, you know, other like little certain stuff like not Medicare, health insurance and stuff like that, then that shit really break down, you know, the money, amount of money he's giving you, because he already paying for other stuff. Maybe you got, especially being a celebrity, you know, maybe you got to pay for security or private transportation for them to get to and from school, you know, all that little background shit. So I just need us to get out of that mindset of, I see this chick getting this much a month, so I should be getting that too. Because really, when I look at it, he got this, he got a like 10 cars, he got this, is that. Yeah, you looking from the outside in, you don't know what their finances is really like. So a lot of these celebrities be fucking really struggling and shit, and we don't even know. Let's just do better, women. Let's really build ourselves up to where it's to the point where you really don't need nobody. You need them to take care of their child, of course, always, because their child needs them. But when it comes to pay me, fuck you, pay me, like, no, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of that cycle, and we need to do better on that. And for my men, do better on how y'all handle relationships with women, because it's all fun and games, it's all cool when we fucking and doing this and wilding out and whatnot. But then when you find out that you got to raise a child with them, then you pissed off, and then it's I don't got time for that. I ain't got time for that. This bitch trying to get me for my money. Well, yeah, kids cost. You ain't know that? Yeah, they're expensive. Yeah. But it would have cost you nothing to wrap it up that night. It would have cost you nothing to, you know what I mean? Like, just take control in your lives, women and men. So that's my take on that, and just on period. Like, how we do stuff. Like, our relationship with each other as women and men. Like, this shit just got to get better. I'm tired of seeing drama like this. I really am. Corona news. Corona. COVID. Okay. I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired just like y'all are. Okay. I'm excited and happy and all that's great, fun, and dandy with the $1,200. Okay. For y'all who stimulated y'all accounts last week and the week before. That's amazing. Did I get mine yet? Hell no. Am I waiting on it? Hell yeah. Okay. I'll just go be real. Yes. I need that. We need all the funds we can get, clearly. But here's where I am with the corona situation. I don't mind the stay-at-home order because I know what it's for. I know the, I know what we're trying to do. We're trying to, you know, get some type of control or grip on this virus. Because obviously it's bad. Shit is really bad. The deaths, the number of deaths is crazy. The number of confirmed cases of it is crazy. It's like a big up and down battle with it. So understood. I know the purpose of it. But my problem with it is the fact that we keep extending it without a plan for to be able to get back to some type of normal function in society. Okay. I don't expect for everything to open back up right away. I really don't. It wouldn't even make sense. It would not work out. We can't literally go back to exactly how we were. That's impossible. Obviously. So anybody who think like shit gonna literally be how it was before, you sadly mistaken. It's not gonna be like that because it can't be like that. So I'm fine with if we have to wear masks everywhere we go. I'm fine with there having to be certain laws and regulations and everything about how many people can be around each other at a time and stuff. I'm cool with that. It makes sense. I'm fine with certain establishments having to be over the top with their cleanliness because that's necessary. Very necessary. Been necessary even before this. So I'm cool with that. What I'm not cool with is us constantly extending these stay-at-home orders with no plan. No, as of now, like still no plan on how we're gonna do things when we open back up. Like then you get what I'm saying? Like because then you wouldn't have to keep on saying like another 30 days, another 30 days, another 30 days. I want to hear, okay, well, another, you know, couple weeks or 30 days. But on this date, starting on at this date or whatever, we're going to start opening up this. You know what I mean? I'm not saying everything all at once, but of course, slowly but surely, gradually, you know. I want to hear at this date, yeah, we're going to start opening up this, this, and this. But it's going to be these rules set forth. Etc. etc. Like I want to hear that, not just yeah we're extending the order. Like I'm tired of that. And yeah, I'm just like y'all ladies. I want my nails done. I want my feet done. I miss doing like just certain shit, going to the mall, etc. But I ain't really tripping off that much. I'm just tripping off the fact that we sitting around, like we going to work and coming home, or we just literally sitting at home. You know, for those who aren't working without no knowledge of as to when we can expect, you know, some changes. I'm sick of that. Damn, that's what's pissing me off. Like damn, we've been on this stay at home order most of us for a month or over a month. What's the plan for the people who have a say so in as to, you know, what's gonna go on when we open back, when things open back up and things like that? Like I wish I could be a fly on the wall at these meetings and everything, because I just want to know like what the plan is. I want to just keep hearing stay at home, stay at home, stay at home, because realistically everybody can't stay at home. Shit, I still be having to go outside every day anyway because I still have to work. Okay, and we always gonna have to go to the grocery stores and gas stations, you know, those places that are still open. So
I mean, we still, you know, it's no way to just literally just be locked inside all day, every day for months and stuff. Like, it's just, it's not realistic. And then not to mention the businesses and everything that are affected by it. The kids can't even go to school for the rest of the year. I don't know what that's going to mean for them. I know for a lot of people, they count on that, their kids being able to go to school, because guess what? They got to work. You know, what about childcare? And it's just so fucking much that it gets to the point where it's like, yes, thank you for the $1,200. Because I'm really, I ain't gonna lie, I'm still shocked by that, because most of the time, government ain't trying to shell out no money to people. Okay? So I appreciate that. I'm grateful for that. I ain't gonna shit on that $1,200 like some of y'all is out here saying, oh, that ain't nothing, this is that. It ain't a lot, but it's something. Okay? It's a start. Do I feel like they gonna end up having to give out more money? Probably so. I mean, with all of this shit being closed down and people not being able to work, yeah. Probably so. It's talks of it, so I don't know. Probably so. But that's my frustration with this corona situation is, yeah, I get the point of the stay at home, you know, order, but we got to figure out some plans on, you know, on what's going to be the plan for when we do finally get things back up and running. Because I feel like y'all just really prolonging stuff too. Like, yeah, it's just so much going on. I get it from both sides. Like, they afraid. Everybody afraid because it's so many deaths still going on and so many confirmed cases that are happening and everything. So it is kind of like, damn, how do we open back up the world, the country with all that is going on? But the thing is, you're going to have to. You're just going to have to do it a different way. So all I'm saying is, while we on lockdown, can we please get some solutions, you know, brought in? And can we please get a plan documented and worked out so that we're not just sitting around and being negatively affected by this, all to keep getting updates of, we're going to extend the stay at home. We're going to extend it. I don't want to keep hearing that. We need more than that. Okay. I need more than that. I don't know about y'all. I need more than that. So that way I can be like, okay, well, let me just chill, calm my nerves, because guess what? At least we know when shit is going to, you know, start getting a little bit, you know, progressing a little better when it comes to like how we're able to do things, in normal life. But to just keep saying, stay at home, like, I'm sick of that shit. I'm sick of it. I'm fine with having to go everywhere with a fucking mask on and some gloves. I am. I mean, it is what it is. So be it. Because, like I said, I don't expect everything to be the way it was before. So I'm cool with that. The problem is, when? When are we going to start putting together, you know, this plan of, oh, okay, well, and I know it's kind of hard to tell when, you know, so I don't expect them to know an exact day that they go, but at the same time, I kind of do, because we going into what, another month of this stay at home shit, but y'all ain't figured nothing out as far as like how we gonna get back to how we normally function as a society, but in a better way. Again, if we got to stay to the point where it's like limitations on how many people can be in the same area at once, fine. If people have to come into establishments, getting their temperature checked or wearing gloves and masks, then so be it. If these workers or business owners or whatnot have to literally be over the top when it comes to their cleaning and all of that, fine. Because guess what? They should have been like that to begin with, you know? But we got to get open back up. We got to open America back up. Period. Because to me, if you ask me, like I said, we've been having this stay at home act for how long?
And the shit is still, you know, it's still new cases being confirmed daily. New deaths and things like that being confirmed daily. So I'm not going to lie. It's not, the stay at home act is helpful, but I don't see that much of a difference that it's necessarily making. So, you know, to me, it's like a little bit more negative effects than it has been positive. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not. That's just the way I see it. So that's my frustration with the corona. Again, the $1,200, cool. Stimulus check, yeah, helpful. Okay, I can't wait for mine to drop. Hopefully y'all asses ain't, y'all people who already got it, ain't spent it all. But if you have, because we all know that ain't $1 million, and people got shit to do, hopefully you did what you was supposed to. Because yeah, I did hear about people going in Walmart and going crazy buying hella TVs. What's up with that? I don't know. I really don't know, because I don't know why people are so obsessed with buying shit that don't really matter. But if you straight and that's just what you wanted to spend your money on, cool. But don't get to complaining that you ain't got shit, okay? The next day after, because you felt like a TV was more important, okay? Spend wisely, because y'all see what the fuck going on. I'm really feeling for these people who are, you know, salon owners, you know, and in those type of business and bar businesses and things, because, ooh, baby, they don't have no PTO to fall on, and they don't have no, you know, just like little shit like that, like people with jobs have to fall back on. They don't qualify for no damn unemployment or whatnot necessarily. Not the owners. And it's just a lot. And yeah, I'm hearing that they've been given loans and things, but it's a loan. It's a loan. And it's still gonna, you know, it's still gonna have an impact on them. It's just, and rent still gotta be paid. Mortgages still gotta be paid. It's just crazy right now. So that's what I'm saying. The stay-at-home thing is fine. It makes sense. But at the same time, we can't keep on just extending with no plan, period. That's my problem. The no plan yet. The no solutions. The no, like, what the fuck? So, you know, the Texas governor here, you know, he extended it basically, I guess, you know, towards the end of April. But who's to say that when we get there to the end of April that you won't just extend it again? And it's like, well, we don't know when we're going to open things up or do this. Like, I know it's been talks about it, but damn, get going. Get going, because we still, you know, in the meantime, people are still being affected extra negatively with this shit. I would feel bad for the aftermath too, because regardless, this aftermath is going to be a mess, because it already is a mess while we're going through it. So the aftermath, when things do go back to, you know, where you don't have to worry about everything being closed and all of that, it's still going to be a mess. So all we can do right now, really, keep our heads positive, pray on it, you know, just really just, and move smarter. Really, that's my only, that's the only thing I can really say about it. But this corona shit is just crazy. Y'all gotta let me know what y'all think about that. What do y'all feel like? Do you feel like you fine with the stay at home order? Do you feel like they should just stay closed for another 5 months? Or like, what do y'all feel? Because again, I'm with us being safe and trying to really get a grip on this, but in reality, it's not possible. It's impossible for us to stay this way for too much longer. That's my take on it. So hopefully we got more out of, you know, what was being discussed, besides just the fact that, hey, Cardi and Offset are going through some drama still. I really hope y'all got more out of that than just that. Because it's beyond just talking about other people's problems. Like, y'all, some people don't be understanding the point. Like, yeah, this is somebody else's situation, but guess what? It's not like this ain't something that we see all the time. So that, to me, that tells me that it need to be discussed. Okay? This ain't no different than when your friend or cousin or somebody you know personally is going through some baby mama, baby daddy drama. And the whole point is that we still have yet to get a grip on this shit. Like, we still have yet to literally focus on what the important part is. This lady is sitting up here saying how she needs more money to, you know, financially to be able to provide for her child. But at the same time, you stirring up mess between him and his wife and going and running to blogs and stuff. So it's kind of like, if you really did have like a main purpose, it's getting clouded in all that drama you stirring up. You, which one is it? Are you most mad because you feel like he could provide more? Or are you most mad because you feel like you want to see him be blasted for his imperfections? You got to decide at some point which one matters more. You shouldn't give a fuck that he is a cheater and that he's not necessarily the best guy for the woman he's with. If he, you know, like for me, if I was in her position, I wouldn't give a damn. I wouldn't even give a damn to post some old ass messages from 2 years ago. I wouldn't even care. Like, it is what it is. I mean, 10 times out of 10, Cardi probably already knew about the bullshit he was on or whatnot. So it really just, you know, I feel like you did that out of, you know, malicious intent. Seriously. Because it wasn't necessary. But to each his own. But yeah, don't ever think just because you're talking about somebody else's situation that it's pointless. Because it's not. 10 times out of 10, situations that get discussed are being discussed because guess what? People can relate to them. We see this shit go on all the fucking time. And I really want y'all to get from this that women, the shit that we be in is ridiculous. And the shit that we don't want to get a grip on is ridiculous too. Same thing for men too. I really need men to take from this, like, get your shit together. That whole being a player, want to be out here, having as many people as you know, I mean, as many chicks as you can, shit, that shit is some bullshit. Ladies, that whole being out here, fucking with dudes in any type of way, not really trying to have no relationship, not really trying to have, you know, at least know the person. I ain't even saying you got to be with them, but just knowing them, that shit ain't what's up either. Because then when you get to the serious parts of shit like this, where y'all end up both sharing a child, then it's like, it's harder to recover from it. It's harder to move forward with shit. I'm tired of seeing women, you know what I mean, having, you know, I'm tired of seeing women and men, let me add that in there, women and men, bringing kids into the world the way we bring them in. And then it just being a whole mess from there. Like, the only person I feel bad for in the situation really is the kid, because it's just messed up. And they're going to see all of that, and they're going to end up eventually knowing about all this fucking drama. Ladies, I hope y'all got from this that you need to stop trying to tease or, you know, taunt another woman about her being a victim of infidelity in her relationship. Because a lot of y'all will do that, and y'all been through that before. So how are you doing that? or y'all know people that y'all are close to, that y'all care about, who have gone through that, and y'all seen the type of shit that they went through and how it made them feel. So I really need us to stop doing that too. That's trifling. You know, because then y'all sit up here and act like y'all just so positive and all kumbaya. But at the end of, but you know, when it's all said and done, you laughing at another woman for her pain. I don't get that. And nobody should be making fun of old girl, you know, the baby mama, as far as her being, you know, like a person who's trying to be a rapper, and maybe she's struggling with financially with taking care of her kids. We shouldn't make fun of her for that either, because ain't nothing funny about that either. That's serious. We see shit like that on a daily basis too. Single mothers trying to make it. So it's nothing to make fun of her about either. But I will get on your ass about doing some clown ass shit. And in this case, the clown ass shit was the messy part, where she's trying to blast relationship drama and all of that. That's because it's unnecessary. And now I know you just really trying to be on some bullshit to really, you know, throw salt in the wound. Like, if you upset about the money, do something about that. But you, all this other mess, it ain't about nothing. And it just make you look like what you not trying to look like. You not trying to look like a gold digger. You not trying to look like you trying to start stuff and all of this and that. But look at what you doing. Like, we just need to, our actions need to be better. Like, we need to think smarter. And men, when it comes to y'all, again, stop thinking that if you just ignore your baby mom, ignore the fact that you really ain't around as much, or that you're not providing enough, or ignore her requests for you know, financial help and all of that, that it's just gonna go away. Because it's not. You make the shit worse. That's why you got men out here who owing thousands and thousands of dollars in child support, because a lot of y'all just literally just gave up and just felt like, well, it ain't nothing I can do, or I'm so far in that I'm just gonna leave shit as it is. No. Do as much as you can. The fuck? I'm tired of that. I'm so tired of that. If she doing what she's supposed to and doing the most of what she can, then so can you. And y'all need to learn how to have a men. Y'all need to learn how to have a voice for yourselves too. If you already paying somebody $2,300 a month, and guess what? You got all your other, and maybe you do make a lot of money, like how Offset does, right? But what people don't think about, again, is your finances, other things that you are paying for, and the fact that you got other baby mamas and stuff. So if that $2,300 is the best you can do, then guess what? Baby mama gonna have to chill the fuck out, because that's the best you can do. But if you're able to give more, then dig into your finances, look over some things with your attorney, lawyer, whatnot, and see what more you can do. Period. But to leave the shit, you know, unhandled, it just only make it worse. It only make it worse. So, moral of the story is, get your shit together. Get your shit together so that you don't have to be in bullshit like this. Respect your relationship, and when it comes to this whole co-parenting thing, we need to do better on it. I'm just tired of seeing these fights over money. Like, damn, is that really what it's all about? Money? No, because if it wasn't the money, then it'd be, oh, you need to spend more time with the kid. But then that get all, you know, tangled and twisted and confused too, because then it's all these rules. Well, I want you to spend more time with your kid, but at the same time, you can't have them for too long. Or I want to know who they're around. Oh, they're around this person. I don't like that. Like, y'all create your own headaches sometimes. That's all I'm saying. Is if you gonna put it like this, if you gonna put somebody on blast about their shit, own up to your shit too. So I'm with her on the, yeah, I'm gonna call you out, because guess what? You only give me money, or you only want to help out if you getting something out of it, and that ain't the way shit should be. Because no, that's not no damn negotiation. Like, that whole shit that men be trying to negotiate with baby mamas and stuff like that, no, that under the table bullshit gotta go. Period. But don't think ain't nobody gonna call you out on your shit either, Miss Lady, because guess what? You playing games too. You playing games too. With that being said, that concludes this episode of Girls Love Talk podcast with your girl Taylor Marie. I do thank you guys, as always, for listening in. I do wish that I could get more feedback on the episodes from y'all. But again, that's what I tell y'all to follow and comment on the Girls Love Talk podcast page on Instagram for. And, you know, tell a friend about, because these are just conversations that, you know, I feel like we need to have going on and we need to hear about. And I just love to interact with people. So y'all got to let me know what y'all think about these topics. Again, that's Girls Love Talk podcast on Instagram. You know, keep telling everybody about it. And I will keep at it with more and more content for y'all. So until next time. Love and peace, and stay corona free. I'm out.